Hello, I'm Coach Dina, and I'd like to welcome you to today's call, How to Change Accountability Groups Like a Boss. I'm Coach Dina, which means I am on the team and I am your coach when it comes to accountability. So if you write in to support at pnptribe.com and ask about accountability, I'm likely the one to answer you, and I will be more than happy to help you out. I also have private clients who have invested in one-on-one coaching, and you'll also find me in the Facebook group. How many of you are new members? Like you guys joined us in the Basics Challenge, or you've joined within the past month? You can use your like thumbs up emoji, or you can put in the chat. Oh, we have some. Welcome, welcome. Speaking of chat, I have Coach Mish in the chat. She's here with you today. She's going to be typing in all caps. She's not yelling at you. She just wants you to know that she's on the team and she's happy to help you. Today, we're going to have fun because I've invited a group of no BS women, just like you, who also know a thing or two about accountability. They're going to be sharing their wisdom and talk about the topic today, how to change accountability groups like a boss. First of all, do you know that we have an accountability program? Yeah, we do here in No BS. It's part of your membership. And let's talk about what that means, right? It's part of your membership here in No BS, and it's something that can significantly impact your weight loss journey towards success. Accountability is being responsible for doing what you say you will do. I've talked in past calls about how there's self-accountability and how you can have accountability to someone else, to a group or to a partner. So self-accountability, then it makes sense that you are responsible to yourself for doing what you say you'll do. Group accountability is that same thing, right? You are being responsible and for doing what you say you'll do. So it makes sense that if you want to lose weight, you have to take responsibility for that, right? Here in No BS, we teach you how to do that. No more excuses. We teach you how to whittle away the BS so that there's no BS in our lives. You see how that works, the title of No BS? We're eradicating. We're getting rid of BS. That's number one. But it's so much easier to even see the BS when you're accountable to other people. Like the excuses don't seem so real, right? Like if you're like saying it out loud to someone else, you're like, I'm onto myself, or they can help you be onto yourself. They're like, what'd you just say? What did you say? So that's how it can help. Notice how, when you go to the gym versus when you're at home doing a workout, when you're accountable to other people, you kind of like work out a little harder, right? Like that's how that works. So if you're interested in having a partner or be part of a group, we can help you get matched up. All you have to do is go to nobswomen.com. You fill out a form. We do all the work. Easy peasy. We only ask that you be accountable to yourself first by going through the No BS Weight Loss Course, modules 1 and 2. You don't have to do the whole No BS Weight Loss Course, but we ask you that before you ask for an accountability group or partner, that you go through modules 1 and 2. This way, you're being accountable to yourself by doing your part. Module 1 is about the four basics of weight loss, which we all know what those are, right? If you want to put them in the chat, you can like share them here, but like we all know what they are around here. Let's say it together. Number 1, make a plan, right? Number 2, follow doable hunger. Number 3, 64 ounces of water daily. Number 4, 7 hours or more of sleep. That's the four basics. So awesome. Easy. That's what module do does a deep dive teaching you. Module 1, sorry. Module 2 explains about our thinking. It teaches you what I was saying, like how to be accountable to yourself. It teaches you about your thoughts. Once you've accomplished those, you can go back to nobswomen.com, fill out the form, and you're going to be on your way. So we are doing that. And did you know that the average person in No BS changes accountability groups at least twice? It's common. You may be thinking, wait a minute, you're talking about joining a group or partner, and then you're like already telling me how I'm going to break up with them. Why? Yes, I'm telling you because I want you to understand that it's very common and that it's okay. I want you to leave this call feeling empowered with the knowledge and tools to make informed decisions about your accountability journey. That little bit, that little gem is important for you to know and to normalize. I'm not saying it's going to happen, that, you know, a breakup is inevitable, but I want you to remember that there's seasons, right? We forget that sometimes. And it happens in accountability too, just like today. It's the first day of autumn, which is why I'm like wearing this turtleneck because I can't help myself. happy fall, y'all. And so we've moved on from summer, right? Like we're transitioning. And that's how accountability is too. It's a season. If you look at it that way, then it normalizes when it may be time to move on. And we want to normalize that today. So I want to bring up our panel members, which are Miss Julie. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. This is the part where like, just can't stand it. And I just love it. Coach Christy, Melissa, and then I'm looking for Marie. Where are you, Marie? Oh, there you are. And then if you guys can start your video and unmute yourselves, then we can see y'all. Hi, guys. Look at you. Is everybody up here?
Morning.
Are we all here? I think so.
Oh, I got to see.
Hey.
Hi. How are you? I love panel calls because I love showing the membership. Like, we have like some amazing women in No BS, and it always gives me the opportunity to like show you guys off and like, look who is in the member, who is in your neighborhood. Right. And you can be matched up with women like this that are like so amazing, so supportive, who are part of the journey. I would love for y'all to go around, introduce yourselves, say your name, how much weight you've lost, and just to start where you're from, if you like, just to start normalizing, like how many accountability groups or partners have you had during your stay here? First of all, I just want to present to the membership our new No BS coach on the team, Coach Christy Nichols. Welcome to the No BS team. She's one of our new coaches. And I just want to show her off and, you know, get her journey started. Congratulations on being our new No BS coach. But yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and how much weight you've lost and how many accountability groups and partners have you had?
Thanks, Dina. I actually messaged Dina last night. I said, do I really get to say what I do? So yeah, I have been in No BS for 4.5 years. I have lost 70 pounds so far with No BS. I am not done. I am still on my journey, getting closer. And I was counting, I was like tallying last night. I think I figured out I have been in 6 accountability groups. I'm not gonna swear that's an official count.
Awesome.
So I've had a few breakups.
And we'll go around. How about you, Marie?
My name again, Marie Garcia. I'm from Tampa, Florida. I joined No BS in April of 2021. And previously for about a year had done the free podcast and such. And so I've lost a total of 85 pounds so far with no BS. And as Christy mentioned, I'm still working on it and still have work to be done. I actually waited for about a year because I was too afraid. And so I didn't start get my first accountability group until about a year in the membership. And I'm currently on my third group. The first two times I tried like just pairing. And then this third time I figured let's try the actual group thing.
Okay, cool. So you've had like two partners and now you're in a group. That's awesome. Melissa, tell us about you and how many groups you've been in, how much weight you've lost and anything you want to share with us.
I'm Melissa Chastain. I've been in No BS since 2018. I am down 73 pounds and I am on my fourth accountability group. One of my accountability groups actually faded out and we actually just got back together. So that can happen.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very cool. Yeah. And Julie, tell us about you and how many groups you've been in.
Well, this December, it'll be 6 years that I've been in No BS, back when it was PMP. And I was counting also, and I think I've been in six groups. One of them is still active, and the other one kind of petered out, the other ones for different reasons. And I also have two accountability partners who are just individual people, and the subgroups in Facebook. So they also count as accountability people.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I love this, right? Like, did you all hear that? I love how they just like say their weight loss, like, you know, 70 pounds, 80 pounds.
Like, oh, I don't think I said what I lost 35 pounds and kept it off for 5 years. How's that?
Oh my goodness.
I forgot that.
That's amazing. Like, yeah. Congratulations to you all. Yeah. And I know that you guys can count, you know, your accountability partnerships and groups as a part of that, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure that was helpful 100%. for your journey. And so, you know, take a listen, like lean in. This is the part you guys, you know, everybody listening, lean into these testimonials, because it's not just, you know, us telling you how it is. It's like, look, we've got like great examples. So first of all, let's take a look at what we think a good accountability partner or group is made up of. Like, what are some characteristics that, you know, if we were to make up a nice list of what that means, we can go around the same way that we, you know, introduced ourselves. Like, what do you think makes a good accountability group or partner, Christy?
I really think first, you kind of have to know yourself, because I really think this is very different for every person.
Yeah.
Like, for somebody who is just a baseline person, your accountability is going to look a lot different than somebody that's a deep dive. So for me, accountability is I need somebody who I've established a relationship with that's going to call out my bullshit. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
I definitely have that sister right now who doesn't let me get by with much. She might let me get away with it for an hour, but that's about it. And that's what I need. You know, when I get up in my head or start floating off somewhere, I need somebody that will call me back in. And, you know, that for me, but I think you have to know where you're at. But I think the other pieces you have to remember, it's kind of like dating. And I know I've heard friends say that probably 1,000 times, but it really is. You start out, you don't know each other, and you have to like create a relationship.
Yeah.
So until you create some relationship and some trust, you know, then you can start like calling each other out on things and know what the other one is expecting from you.
That's a great point. Yes. Marie, what do you think are some characteristics of a good group or partner?
I think my current group, we kind of set the boundaries kind of right at the very beginning that we wouldn't judge whatever, you know, was being shared. But sometimes, again, it was spousal or children and things like that. And so we wouldn't judge whatever decisions or any, you know, things that they were sharing. So I think that has led to a lot of success for us, because kind of like Christy mentioned, you know, we're not going to judge the situation. We're just going to look at, you know, the plan, the thoughts, the, you know, normalizing that without judgment. And I think it helps us to, you know, call each other out on our bullshit, you know, as you mentioned, because without that, you know, and it helps to build that, you know, initially that trust when you're, you know, awkwardly texting somebody that you have no clue. I think the analogy of, you know, like dating is very, very, it resonates. You know, you're randomly sending this message out to three other people across. And in our case, we're all from the East Coast of the United States, but you're just, you know, you don't even know each other and type of thing. So it just, and then allowing yourself to be vulnerable.
I like that.
People has again led to success, and just being like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my shit and eat my emotions, and kind of being vulnerable to that, the feedback that the gals share.
Yeah, those are some good traits. Melissa, what do you think makes a good, and I'm writing this down so that we can review later. What do you think is a characteristic that makes a good partner or group?
Willing to invest. Like, if you're in an accountability group, you're willing to invest your time, your emotions, your, you know, all of that. And if you're not at that point, then I would really suggest to hold off on, you know, looking for accountability, unless you guys are both at that level of, because if you're, that's the whole purpose of accountability, is to have that person to rely on. So if you don't have the time to invest or the willingness, then, you know, maybe not do that, because it's hard to put yourself out there and want something back and you're not getting it. And to build the relationship is also a thing that helps, because then you can be vulnerable. And the only other thing I would say in an accountability group that you need to work on is keeping what is shared between that group.
Yeah.
Like, don't let it be going anywhere else. You have to
stays
have
in
that.
Vegas. What we do in Vegas,
right, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Correct.
I agree. That's a very important trait. What about you, Julie? What do you think makes?
I've been in very different kinds of groups. Back in the day, we used to have assigned tables at camp, so we would kind of be put together that way, and we actually had met in person. And I think some of those kind of groups, we ended up just being friends over time, and there was really no accountability. We were more, we did weddings, we did funerals together, and we still do occasionally, like once in Blue Moon, but that's not, so I think the most successful groups have been the ones that upfront say what the ground rules are, and not in a super formal way, but just like one time somebody said, for the next 12 weeks, I would like an accountability before I go on a trip, or, and then of course we're still doing it because we like each other, but we, that's nice, because one of those, you have an out. If one of our groups, there were about six of us, and after, I can't remember the 2 months, maybe, I don't remember what the timeline was. A lot of us said, yeah, it was nice knowing you, but, you know, and it was very polite, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's, it was a nice way of having a less awkward out if there's an end date sometimes.
Yeah.
Then you can say, yes, I'd like to go, you know, you don't have to leave, but it gives somebody an out. And even defining the groups I've been in, where we don't want to drink as much, that kind of a group, or we want to be accountability partners to writing our plan every single day. Or I have one now where I write my success urges and I send one a day. That's the rule. To somebody, so they can be, you know, setting parameters, I guess, is really helpful too.
Yeah, so let me just, like, you know, read back what we talked about here. Someone who will call you out, right? Someone who has, like, that you understand that there's no judgment, knowing yourself, what your goals are, being vulnerable, being willing to invest time, emotion, building trust. And I think what Julie was talking about is, like, the ground rules is, like, knowing your goals and then setting some type of goal. So when we look at that type of list, when you fill out the form, we have a lot of that built into the form. So when we match you up, we ask questions like, where are you from, right? Like the area of the country. So, like, if I'm texting you and I live on the, you know, West Coast and you live on the East Coast, you're like, what? I just got a notification. It's like, what time is it? So we try not to do that. So we match you up with similar locations, similar goals. You know, I'm at maintenance. I have 100 plus pounds to lose. I have 20 to 30. That's on the form. Similar communication styles, which means like what Michelle was talking, sorry, Melissa was talking about, like, I want to, you know, the time that I want to invest is once a day. I need someone to check up on me once a day. But if you, you know, you have someone who says, I don't want once a day. I want someone who's a little less in the membership. We call them deep dive divas, moderation mamas. And so we match that up. And notice, right, like what the ladies talked about and what the form does, how can you, there won't be perfect matches. We invest in trying to already get some very similarities together and it works, but you may not find like the perfect match, right? Like you may have all of the similarities that are on the form, but there's a misalignment, right? And so this is how that happens. So we try to do that work, but sometimes it doesn't work, right? And sometimes there's unlikely matches. For whatever reason, sometimes those unlikely matches, they do work. So we ask that you hang in there for at least 30 days or more, because sometimes, like Christy said, like Julie said, it's kind of like dating, right? Like, we may not even know, like, I didn't even know that I liked whatever, whatever. And this person really likes it. And now that's opened up something new in my life. And then sometimes it's hard to find someone with your list of criteria. Like, it doesn't even exist what you're asking for. So be flexible, because sometimes those unlikely matches, they do work out. But today we're talking about those matches that are a little bit more misaligned than aligned. And you may know that it's time to move on when maybe the goals have changed, right? Like maybe now I'm in maintenance and I'm matched up with someone who's not. Maybe my communication time has changed. Like I used to have a lot more time. Now I can't. Or maybe I just want to move on. What are some signs that you saw when you had to move on? What happens? Where was the misalignment in those situations that maybe you can share that are examples of, like, I knew that it was time for me to move on because I noticed this? It could be something that I spoke on or something different. How about you, Christy?
I think some of the signs I saw in the groups I was in was, in some cases, the group started feeling more social. And I felt like I wanted more accountability.
And so there's a change of goals in that case, right? Like, yeah, they just want to be social. And I,
yeah, my goals didn't align with what they were wanting. I still loved the people I was in the group with. Yeah. I thought they were great women. It wasn't a personal thing. It was just, I wasn't getting back what I was needing from the accountability. That was always, for several groups, that was a big thing. Yeah. And in some groups, people just weren't checking in. Like they just, it wasn't important to them. So they weren't there.
Or like their time changed, right? Like it could have been like,
yeah,
I want to hear from you. I'm not hearing from you. So there's that misalignment, right? So yeah, totally makes sense. Marie, what about you? What did you notice?
One of my first pairings, it was a huge life event that occurred in her life. And she couldn't do no BS any longer. So it was a natural kind of separation, so to speak. So I've had both kind of the fizzle, where like I'm posting, not getting things back for a couple of days or weeks in some cases. So then the time frame between communication was slowly growing, instead of it being like, oh, I'd send something in the morning, get something in the afternoon. It became days, then eventually weeks. And then it just kind of, you stop trying at that point.
And
another situation, it was just a major event that she was no longer going to be able to do an OBS. And
again, you know, right? Like open. That's a misalignment of goals, right? Like they no longer have that goal anymore. Their priorities, you know, changed for whatever reason. And then like that time element too. So like I'm starting to see themes here. So yeah, makes sense. Melissa, what about you? Like, what have you noticed like happens?
I know for one of the groups I was in, it was just, I didn't feel like I connected with that group. And I knew for myself, it just wasn't for me. So it left there. And then one of the other groups, or actually we were just partners, she left no BS. And I still talked to her, but there wasn't the level of accountability because she was no longer doing no BS. So it's hard to talk about it without
misalignment of goals. Yep. So, and then like, you know, your first example was like, I just didn't want to. This wasn't the group for me. Yeah, like I can see that commonality, and it's normal, right? Like it's happening. It happens all the time. It's okay. Julie, what were some of the things that you saw when you had to move forward?
Well, some of them already were mentioned, a lot of ghosting, and that either means they're not doing well or they don't, there might be shame or whatever. It could also be that they've moved on and they have different groups and they don't know how to tell you. It could be some of that. And also the other extreme, I was in one group and I'm telling you, we were like military and it was like, okay, we're going to do this. And I'm like, I don't think I want it to be that regimented. And so
that's
why I left that group. Only one of the groups was like that. But there can also be a mutual, do you want to have use Marco Polo? Do you want to use texting only? Do you want to use emails? Do you want to use Facebook? And sometimes right now, one of the groups I have, the people live in California, I'm in Pennsylvania, and it can be just a disconnect that way sometimes. So there's lots of different reasons.
And that sounds like, you know, communication styles, communication time boundaries. Like you mentioned, texting or Marco Polo. It's like, I don't want to sit through like 20 Marco Polos. Like, I'd rather just get a text. So you can see how this misalignment can happen, right? Mm-hmm. And it's totally normal. And so in general, this is a stage where you start noticing, right? Like, my needs are not matching the needs of those around me. So remember, your first priority is accountability to self. So it's okay if the group or even the partnership is misaligning. I always have to remember, like, what is my goal? What is my end goal here, right? Like, I need to honor that. And it's okay to move on. You're simply being accountable to yourself, which is number one. You know your own needs and you're honoring them. If you ever have a question like, am I doing this right? Like, am I thinking about this right? Or should I just like hang on? Two places, and even more that you can, but the two that I will remind you is ask coaches on nobswomen.com. Ask your question there, like get some feedback from a coach. Or email me at support@pnptribe.com. I'm happy to chat with you and we can work it out. Cause sometimes just like telling someone else, like, oh my gosh, I'm in this situation. What do you think I should do? Like, you know, we'll help you. We'll help you do that. And that's a part of helping yourself so that you empower yourself and that you can come to a decision that, okay, it's time to move on. So if you find yourself in that place, right? Like, all right, I know it's time to move on. I feel it. I resonate with these ladies and I'm like, yeah, it's time for me to move on. I'm going to give you four steps of how to do this in a little bit. In, how about this? In a no BS woman kind of way, right? These four tips. Number one, open communication. Sometimes less is more. So you don't have to like go on and on and on. You can just say, hey, I think I'm going to move on. This is a great opportunity to show gratitude, right? Like, thank you so much for being my partner or my group, but I'm going to move on. So much better than just like ghosting. I know that it's scary sometimes to say that because you feel like, oh my gosh, am I going to hurt their feelings? Right. But it's better. And it gives you good practice to say that, right? To practice telling people your needs. Number two, it's a good idea to give notice. Our brains hate change. Like, everybody loves a habit. So when you're leaving, you can say, you know what? In about a week, I'm moving on. Like, give a little time, right? It's kind of like when you quit a job, like you give 2 weeks notice, you give 1 week notice, just so that people get used to the idea, like, oh, okay. And it shows them that you're thinking about them, right? Number three, offer assistance. And sometimes that means remind them, like, you know, if you think that you want another group, another member to fill in my spot, you can contact NoBS and maybe they can find another member for the group. Or, you know, if it's a partnership, remember, if you want a partnership, you can sign up again, because you can sign up again. Like, you heard these ladies, like, you can sign up again and again. Like, it is not a problem for us. Number four, stay connected. Like, keep with that positive energy. You're a NoBS woman, just like your partner or your group. So you can remind them, right? Like, I am still going to be cheering for you. I'm still on your team. It may be at a distance, but if you see me on Facebook, please like my post. I will like your post. I will, you know, continue to support you. No harm in doing this. But I would love to hear examples of if you did some of these things, or if you have other ideas of how to exit gracefully, or if someone in your group or partner did that for you, like if they exited gracefully. Do you guys have any stories that you can share that went into play? It was like, oh yeah, they did that the right way, or I did some of those things and I'm proud of how I moved on. Anybody have stories like that?
I was really proud of the gal who, you know, had a big life event. She just sent me a message, you know, she kind of laid it all out there and she said, you know, I'll reach out to you if I do come back to NoBS. So we left it open and amicable. It situation had changed. And so she did kind of just let me know, hey, I'm not going to be doing this any further. This had happened and XYZ. Great. You know, best of luck. Let me know if you need anything. And
it helps make sense of it, right? It's not like, oh my gosh, was it me? Like, you know, it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And that open communication, I'm sure that helped build trust too, right? Like, okay, that's, you know, I'm willing to support. And I love how you said that you kept it open. Like, yeah, if you come back, like, I'm still here for you. I'm still going to be, you know, your NoBS sister. So yeah, that's a great example of how to do that. Anybody else have story?
I had someone in our group who really wanted to be more of a 12-step program. Mm-hmm. And so I am not sure if she stayed in NoBS or not. I was also a regular Facebook friend of hers, so I still see her posts.
Yeah.
And but she wanted to get out of the group and do more of a structured, that kind of a program. But it was really straightforward, and I don't think anyone felt offended or no feelings were hurt. It was just kind of, this is what I want, what I'm looking for, and what I need right now.
Yeah, that's that sharing of, like, my goals have changed.
Right.
And so I'm moving on. And that communication piece, I'm sure, like, it led to that, like, understanding and, like, oh, okay, yeah, we can still support you. Maybe not, like, daily mm-hmm. in this group, but, yeah. Christy, were you going to mm-hmm. say something?
I just know, like, we had a really big group. One of my first accountability groups, there was 10 of us in the group, and it got to be very social. And so I just, you know, was super upfront with it. You know, I just said, I'm sorry, I can't keep up with you guys on all the social stuff. And I really need to be more focused on my journey. That's what I want. So I'm always here for you. I want to be, you know, still support you if I can, but I'm not going to be in the group anymore. So reach out if you need anything. Mm-hmm. And I still see some of them in the group. I still, you know, talk to them if they're at a camp, or they'll message me, hey, I saw you sitting in the audience at camp this year or whatever. So I still hear from them.
That's awesome. And that's, that's how you exit, by like just communicating, like, I have different needs. I'm moving on. You guys rock. Continue to rock it out. And I'll see you guys. How about you, Melissa? Have you seen examples of how to do that, or have you exited gracefully like that?
I was going to say, I did not exit gracefully in the group that I left, that I didn't feel like I jived in. It was just kind of like I was that person who was like, I'm out. I just left Marco Polo. And, so that was one thing I was going to say, is it's one of those I look back now and I'm like, hindsight's 2020, be
Yeah.
open. Just be like, hey, I really don't feel like this is for me. Wish you all the best. So, because I really do think it leaves it on better terms, especially if you've like already friended people on Facebook or something,
Right.
and then you
Yeah.
just ditch them. So,
And I
yeah.
think like calls like this are so great, 'cause yeah, like when you're in it, you're like, "Oh my gosh, how do I do this? Like, is am I being a jerk? Like, oh, maybe I should just like leave, right?" And
Right.
calls like this can show you, right? Like, oh, it can be done. Like, and it's totally normal and it's okay. And I'm gonna try it, right? Like, I'm gonna try something new. I know that it's, my tendency to just like slowly back away, but okay, now that I'm hearing this, like, yeah, it is a good idea for me to practice sharing my needs. It is a good idea to, yeah, that makes sense, to like give people time. Give them a time, and to tell them it's not you, it's me, and I really want to still cheer for you, and that we can still, be connected. So the four things were open communication, give notice, offer assistance, and tell them that you're gonna stay connected. So yeah, those are good things to think about. And then I also like to bring up the fact that sometimes we forget that our emotions show up, and no emotion is wrong, right? It just shows us what is happening. I love that example of like the dashboard. And if an emotion comes up, it's just like the dashboard on your car. Like, an emotion is like that little light. What is it saying? That little light is like, oh, I need gas. Oh, I need an oil change, right? Like, oh, there's something wrong with my engine. That's what an emotion is. But I think we forget that, and we don't check, like, okay, why am I feeling guilty? Like, what is it that I need? If I'm feeling guilty about leaving this group, what is my guilt showing me, right? Like, or I feel terrified to tell someone that it's time to move on. That's my emotion. There's my little alert. What is that telling me? Like, what is it that I need right now that I'm scared of? So I think that's always like we forget when we're in our day-to-day life, like, oh wait, I have these no BS tools, and I forget to activate them in these situations too. So always remember that. Like, always be on the alert. Like, what am I feeling? Remember, your feelings are not wrong. They're just an alert. It's like if that light goes on in your dashboard, there's, it's not like that light shouldn't go on. It's like, no, it's showing you something. And then number two, what is it? How can I meet my need? Do you guys have any thoughts? Like, any thoughts about that? If you've experienced, like, oh yeah, like now I can see that that's what was happening, either with someone else or with me in the group or partnership.
I
What?
think the guilt thing, I heard Heather comment this week on that guilt is oftentimes an indicator that we're putting somebody else's need ahead of ours
Yeah.
and we're worried about their feelings over ours. And I think that's just so super true. And
Yeah.
I know I will do that. And that's when I feel guilty, is because I'm worried about that I'm going to offend them,
Right.
or what they're going to think, rather than meeting my own needs. And so we just need to remember, when we're feeling that guilt, are we meeting our own needs?
Yeah, and it's that great reminder of like accountability starts with us, right? With that self accountability. So like how you pointed out, Christy, is like, am I prioritizing somebody else's needs when I am really first accountable to myself?
Yeah.
Kind of like that airline thing, like you put your mask on first before you can help others.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's how that goes into play. What were you going to share, Julie?
Well, I was also going to say about self-accountability that in every group, there's like a group dynamic and there's usually a leader or two or someone who initiator. And there are followers for sure. And sometimes I just, as we were talking, thought of this, that sometimes if you want something in a group, I'm just going to speak for myself. I'm going to need to initiate it and be brave that maybe somebody won't like what I'm initiating. But like, for example, I have a group right now that we're really pretty passive. We just put our plans every day, but we're not a whole lot of conversation going on. I would like more than that. So it's up to me. I need to be accountable and be my own advocate to say, this is what I would like in this group. I don't want to leave necessarily, but this is what I'm looking for. And they may not like it. And then that's time to move on, but they may. And
right.
It seems like if you have a group of all passive people, it doesn't work, you know? So.
Yeah. And notice how that happened. It was like, you noticed a feeling, right? Like, I don't know if I like, there's your first signal, right? You got that little alert and it's like, oh yeah, this is what's happening. I need something. And so now I know what to do with that, right? Like now I know what the need is. Now I can like reach out and, you know, tell them like, hey guys, this is what I need in accountability. Right. Melissa, did you have anything to add?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Marie? Oops, I think you're muted. Sorry.
Yes, sorry. You didn't want to hear the dog. In my group, the one that we, you know, kind of that self-accountability when we were building the trust, we just started like a phrase, like in the spirit of no BS. And so if we started like our response with that, we knew it was, I'm going to call you out on your bullshit. And,
oh, I love that.
You know, and it was kind of like in the spirit of no BS. So you knew like, hey, you're saying this, but what's really, and so it helped me like self, you know, a lot of what I needed to just was normalize, you know, on the fore ends, I was really getting stuck with normalizing, you know, the thoughts. And so we kind of came up with that in our current group. And so we know when you get a phrase in the spirit of no BS, they're not trying to be, you know, the emotional whatnot. It's just,
or judgy. Hey.
Or judgy or whatnot. It's just saying, here, you know, this is what you're saying or what your plan says or your, you know, off plan eat shows. Maybe this is what's going on. And they're lovingly telling you.
Yeah.
Maybe from a different angle.
Oh, I love that. That is like a nice way to be like, I hear you, but I see something and I want to share. I want to point that out, but I want you to know that I'm not judging. I'm just saying, right? Like I use that one again. I'm just saying. It's not me, you know, telling you exactly. Let's look at the questions here. Coach Christie's points, too social and failure to check in. What is the best way to communicate this preference to find a good group? That's a good question. What do you guys think? Like if Christie, like, how, you know, like, is there a way that if that happens again, you can be like, guys, like, I love the socialness, but this is what I need. What are some ideas that you can think of like someone is asking, like, how do I share that with the group?
I actually have gotten much better at, I ask for what I need.
Yeah.
I mean, it's taken me 4.5 years of practice, but I'm pretty bold with asking what I need. I am part of the accountability group I have now. There's three of us, KFG ladies. I know Kelly's watching. But, you know, once in a while, like one of us will kind of fade off and not be very active. And so we'll have a heart to heart on Marco Polo. It's like, so I feel like you're not going to be participating. Is that really the case? Because if you are, then we need to look at what we want to do. Do we want to add another person? Do we, because this is what I'm needing from the group and I don't feel like I'm getting it. Like we have some pretty blunt conversations. If somebody feels like they're not getting from the group what they what they want. And I think that's can be one of the advantages. One of the growth points of an accountability group is learning. You get to learn to ask for what you need.
Yeah, it's that that whole process of accountability, right? Like, it's reminding you, I'm the first one. I am accountable to myself first, my goals, and then I can be part of this partnership. Like, yeah, I think that's one of the benefits. Like, you start to learn, like, you start to learn what you want and need, and then you start to learn how to do that, right? Like, how to find that. There's another question here that I think is so good. She says, Suzanne says, I am quite self-disciplined, and I think I may be okay with an accountability group or partner. But I'm still curious to see what would be the benefit for me and to see if I could be useful to another person. Is it okay to take a chance for at least 30 days? Like, what would be the benefit? Like, I feel like I'm doing no BS pretty good, but what's the benefit of having an accountability group? I know we got answers.
I was this person. Like, I was doing really well, what I thought was really well for myself for about a year. And I had lost about 50, 55 pounds, but it just stopped. And I wasn't brave enough to put myself in a coaching call or whatnot at the time. So I said, well, maybe let me try this, because obviously I've had success for the last year. I thought I was very disciplined in certain things, but I really wasn't doing very well at all with my discovery worksheets. I learned through that process. So in my case, it's sometimes things are going well, and then all of a sudden I hit that plateau, and that's when I was like, okay, well, now I guess now I'm willing to try and put myself out there, because I wanted the success more than I was nervous about putting myself out there.
Yeah. And what I hear you say is like that second pair of eyes, right? Like, sometimes we just don't see it. Like, I don't know, I feel like I'm doing everything and I'm doing okay. Can I get another set of eyes to like check me out and see like, what is it, you know? Cause sometimes even the point of celebrating ourselves, let's be honest, we do not practice that enough with ourselves. Like, we know what we practice, right? In our minds, like, and when you have an accountability group or partner, it's like, oh yeah, I did do that right. And oh yeah, you know, you reminded me of that. Sometimes that's the benefit too. Anybody else have thoughts of what the benefit is? Like, I'm doing okay. Like, should I get an accountability group or partner?
I was going to say it's, oh,
sorry, go ahead, Melissa.
Oh, I was just going to say is, if you are structured and you are good at what you're doing, then you can teach somebody how to do that. So you have that knowledge. So then you can impart that knowledge. But then other times we do think that we're doing well or something, but it is that other pair of eyes, you know, because sometimes you look at something and you have the mirror in front of you, but then they can see past that and, you know, be like, oh, well, what about this? Where you don't see it. I've had that happen so many times. So,
Julie, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that sometimes over time you get complacent and you just kind of get into not a rut, but just a routine that, and it helps you revive your enthusiasm even. And to start working on something new, that you, someone else with a different pair of eyes can say, you know, have you ever noticed that you always whatever, and, or you tend to say, or
yes,
and you're like, I do. And then everybody else is nodding their heads. And you're like,
yeah, you do. And I love that, right? Like, those fresh ideas. Like, this is, I always have a food analogy. Like, this is why I watch the Food Network, right? Like, it's like, oh, because I love to cook. I do it well. But I watch the Food Network all the time because I'm like, oh, wow, that's a good idea. Or, ooh, that sounds good. Yeah. So there's that. And then what Melissa said, I think that there's such an importance of when you know something and you teach it to someone else, it not only helps them, it kind of like helps you solidify and like, you know, you're trying to explain this to someone else. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's true. And I'm getting better at explaining this and I learn it better myself. So there's like so many win-wins when you do an accountability group or partnership. And Suzanne, you asked about like, is it okay to just have, you know, a partner for 30 days? Yes. I know that like whenever we have like these monthly challenges, that's when I lean in on my accountability group. And why not like ask for a partner for like a monthly challenge? Like even like those hunger challenges, it is so much easier to leave two bites behind if I know that I'm going to send a picture to my accountability partner with my two bites, right? It's just like, yeah, makes it easier. And so like if there's a monthly challenge and you want to get a partner for that, for, and you know, like how these ladies have said, this is my goal. Do you want to do this? Let's do this. And then afterwards, you know, we can assess and move on. So any other thoughts about that?
Well, and also that there can be the focus of thought work, but there can be actions as well. And yeah, just like you said, I never thought of doing that for the two bites. I'm thinking, man, that would make me do it.
Right.
So, ooh, that's right. A good idea, Dina.
Yeah.
And you can get hung up in one side and not the other, or you can do the other and not the other. And it, that's an excellent idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on accountability in general, like things that have, that you have found so helpful when you've had a group or partner?
Well, and I'll say even, you know, with that question is with accountability partners, when you're having a hard day, just in general, it's so easy to not even see the wins that you had in the day.
Yes.
Like you can be like so hard on yourself. And I've had days where I've like really been struggling and I'll Marco Polo and I'll be really down on myself. And then one of the girls will hop onto Marco Polo and be like, Christy, did you see all those wins you had today? And I might not listen to it right then because I'm still stuck in that spot. But later when I do, when I'm ready, I'll listen to it and I'll be like, oh yeah, I did have those wins. You know, oh yeah, that is a good point. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just really helps to have somebody there that can still pull out those wins in those moments that you just cannot see them.
I call it the Lion King moment, right? It's like, you know, when the character in The Lion King, like he reminds you, like you are the king. Have you forgotten?
Yeah.
Right? Like an accountant, and this is yours.
And hits you over the head.
And hits you over the head. Exactly. Exactly. Like remember who you are. And it's like, oh yeah, I was thinking like I was just like, oh, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing too is like that I use my accountability partner is like, okay, I'm going to this event. I'm planning two drinks. Can you just tell me tomorrow, like just check up with me and be like, how many drinks you had, Dina? Did you have two or did you have three? And it's like that little action alone puts it in my head. Like I'm going to have to tell my accountability partner tomorrow if I had two or more. And it's like, it's in the back of your head. And it's like, oh, yeah, like it'll remind you. Were you going to say something, Marie?
I was just going to say I kind of also wanted to normalize or say that it's okay to figure out that this method, like I wanted so desperately to love Marco Polo, but it failed miserably for me. And so I knew like a WhatsApp or a Facebook Messenger was much more my style because I can't record a video in it. So it's okay to say, and thankfully that first partner, I was like, this, I can't do this. And we ended up switching over to WhatsApp, but it's, you know, it's normalized that it's like, that method, as great as you thought it might have been, was awful. And for me, that Marco Polo, I could not sit there and record. Like, I just had to like go to my car. It was, for me, it was awkward. But for some people, it works.
Yeah, right.
So it's okay to not like, because I know I heard so much Corinne talking about, everybody talking about it. It sounded so great, and I'm like, it just didn't work for me.
Right, and we're all different, right? Like, Corinne's sweet potato and peanut butter, like yay, maybe.
Yeah.
Or you know, like Kathy, how she hates beets. I love beets. I'm like, what? So like, yes, we're all different and it's all okay. So I think the key takeaways is your success is ultimately in your control. Switching groups does not equate failure. Sometimes switching groups is a strategic move, like towards your goals. Today we've learned about changing accountability groups and how it's normal and it's part of your success, and you can do it without guilt. And it's all about taking control of your weight loss journey. It's not about what you're leaving behind and what you're doing to other people. No, it's like, well, how you're being responsible for your own goals and how you're moving forward. And so as we close up this, you know, call, first of all, so happy to have, you know, been with you guys. Like, you guys are amazing. These are the type of women that you can be matched up with. You guys are really inspirational, and I thank you so much for taking the time to share your wisdom. If you know, I would love to hear some like lasting words of like, this is why it's a good idea to have an accountability group. Like, share, like, even if it's a repeat of what we said today, like, why is it a good idea to reach out for accountability? Let's go around and share. Christy, you want to start?
I, to be honest with you, I would not be where I'm at without my accountability groups. And it's, you know, all of them, each one has served a purpose, has gotten me to different places. And that's why I'm where I'm at. So I just can't imagine having done this journey for the last 4.5 years without an accountability group.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you. Marie?
If you just take that first step of filling out that form, I think that was the most nerve-wracking part for me, because there's somebody else on the other line, you know, just as nervous probably than you. And once you can get past that first step, the rewards are immeasurable. And like in my case, it's been able to help me like another 30 pounds by working with different accountability partners.
Wow, that's so nice. That's such a great reminder, right? Because we always think like, we're the only ones that are terrified. It's like, no, no. Melissa, what are your parting words?
Just take a leap. You know, just step out, because I'm like Marie. I don't think I would be where I am without the group to help me see what an amazing woman I am. Like, because I went into this not knowing, like 100%. But having those other people see those things in you and impart that, now I can impart that on somebody else. So
that's amazing.
Do it.
I know. I think I'm going to go watch The Lion King. Remember who you are. Julie, what about you?
Well, I think now that our group is so huge and there's so many women in it, I love that there are people who know my name that recognize me. I love Marco Polo. We don't actually use it at the moment. I just a few friends here and there, but I love that all over this country, and even in Scotland and New Zealand and Australia and South Africa, there are people who get me better than my husband does sometimes. And my family and my neighbors for sure. And yeah. They're always like, what's that group thing you go to in Nashville? And it's just so nice to know that there are people who have my back, and I can go to them and say, oh, this happened today, or this is what I did or I didn't do. And it's just a really cool feeling to know that we're so connected.
Yeah. And it like brings in the membership, right? Like, I think we're so used to coaching calls, and you get used to seeing like certain people, Corinne, the coaches. But this is why I love panel calls, because it's like, man, this membership is so huge. And like you said, all over the world, and so many personalities, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so many personalities that are so helpful, that is an honor to like be a part of and to have them in your life. So I can just like shine that back on you guys. Thank you so much for imparting your wisdom and your time to normalize this and to help other people like, oh, okay, I can do this, and I can get excited about accountability, and I can also know that it's normal, that when it's time to move forward, that's what we're gonna do. So happy fall. I'm look at me, I'm like already like in it to win it. I hope you guys enjoy the day, the rest of the weekend, and thank you so much for sharing your time. Thank you, everybody in the chat. I've seen, you know, everybody sending messages and the little emojis. It's been a pleasure and an honor. So y'all keep rocking your weight loss journey, and ask yourself, what is it that I need? And then get after it. So anyway, have a good day.
Thanks,
Bye.
Dina.
Thanks, Dina.
Thank you. Bye.